Welcome to the Hilltop United Methodist Church podcast. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.
The scripture reading found on page 4 is from Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand. And it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father in heaven. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
And four adults joined hundreds of other youth from across the country in Mescalero, New Mexico. For a week, we worked at rebuilding and painting houses for the Apache tribe in Mescalero. At the end of the week, our combined service totaled 12,159 hours, and the experience was life-changing, both for our youth and the Mescalero community. I'm going to do a little shameless plug here. If you've ever wanted to be involved in a mission trip, or you know some youth that need to get plugged in, we meet every Sunday night, starting tonight from 4:30 to 6. Feel free to check us out. Give them a little helpful nudge our way. We would love to have another strong group next year go and impact another community. One of our youth, Jamie Olson, put together a slideshow of the trip. So.
I'm Lindsay Blanchett, and Mescalero was my fourth mission trip. So I was told to speak about mission, what it means to me, how it impacted those we served, and the extraordinary things we saw or experienced. At first I thought it would be super easy, but then as I went to start writing my speech, I realized it wasn't the easiest thing in the world. But to start, mission is my favorite trip of the summer. It's like after a long ski season, I haven't had much time to go to church, and my relationship with God isn't very strong. Sorry. But mission is always helps revive my faith and my relationship with God. It's a lot easier to focus on like your faith and beliefs when you're there, because there's no distractions like social media and friends with other beliefs and like other like people, like no one there is judgmental at all. So my resident this year wasn't around a lot because she had to work every day, really long days. But her son and her brother were there, and they were very kind and talkative, which was amazing because in the past my residents haven't been able to like speak English very well or haven't like opened up a lot. And my crew was amazing. They were we all like instantly connected and opened up to each other, and it was amazing to see like how appreciative the community was of us. 300 teenagers from all over wanted to spend a week of their summer to help the people of Mescalero. And on our last night there, the Apaches invited us to attend a ceremony they had going on for a coming of age. They fed all 386 of us and gave us a glimpse into the ways that they live, which I was really grateful for. It was really cool to see what they do day to day. And I am just so grateful for Mission, Melissa, and my amazing youth group. Also for the people of Mescalero and all the other campers we spend the week with.
All right. I don't know if I'm going to be able to live up to Lindsay's just then. That was pretty great. Also, I would like to thank Roberta for playing that song during the slideshow because 3 minutes of awkward silence would have been fun. So my third mission trip this year to Mescalero was absolutely incredible, to say the least. We had a total of 386 people at camp, and we repaired 56 houses in the community of Mescalero, New Mexico. My project was painting the inside of a two-bedroom, two-bathroom house and fixing a broken wheelchair ramp that was in the backyard. Our work site was home to a family of four adults, two little girls, and a puppy. So it was kind of crazy, that many people living in a two-bedroom, two-bathroom house. So what happens on mission trip is you get put with a crew of either 6 people or 12 people if it's a double crew, if you need extra people in a house. And they're from different churches from all around the country, and it's great because the whole time you're all working towards a common goal, and you're all working on the same house, and even though you have differences and you have other things going on, you all come together, and it's kind of a lot of fun to work with other people that all want to serve the Lord for a week. So since I'm a sucker for like cheesy quotes and song lyrics and all that, there's a line from the worship song called Trading My Sorrows that goes, "And trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord." And I think that lyric represents mission trip really well because you literally go way out of your comfort zone all the way to a different state and you spend a week working with people you've never met and you have to get rid of all your other problems and worries on your mind so you can focus on serving the Lord for a week and being his hands and feet and letting him work through you. And it's really amazing what happens to you when you let that happen to yourself because you start to realize that God wants to work through you and have you spread his love in the world. So I think that's pretty amazing. My resident, which is the person you work on the house for a week for, told our work crew on the first day we were there that the colors of our skin don't matter because God only sees our hearts. And I thought that was amazing. And your residents every year teach you so many amazing lessons, even if they don't talk, even if they don't speak English or they don't see you very often. You just kind of learn a little bit about their lives and you see the struggle in you. It makes you so much more grateful for everything you already have and everything we take for granted every day. It's really amazing how a group of teenagers can come together and give up a week of their summer and work in the heat and go to a place they've never been and meet people they've never met before just to all come together and serve the Lord. Mission trip was an extraordinary experience like it is every year, so thank you for letting me share my experience with you, and thank you for all the support from Hilltop and all the donations. We really could not have done it without you guys, so thank you.
Hi, I'm Isaac, and this was my third mission trip. The mission trip to Mescalero, New Mexico was one of the highlights of my summer. All members of the youth group had meaningful experiences, gaining wisdom and insight. Each of us have learned something unique on each trip. This year for me, I learned a little bit about what faith means to me. Faith is formally defined as a strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. On this trip, however, I learned faith, at least for me, is nothing like that. I do not think faith is based on how often you pray or how often you attend church services. I don't think faith is a belief that something magical and unexplained will occur that is somehow to your personal benefit. I believe faith is shown in your willingness to act and improve the world you live in, regardless of the scale of that help. Faith to me is reaffirming of hope. Faith to me is words and actions that demonstrate hope. Hope for today, hope for tomorrow. Personal determination to improve your community, to improve your world, to help others awakens you. I use the word awaken deliberately, as much of life can be lived in a state of automation, of being willfully blind. I came to this realization while listening to a song while I was in New Mexico. It goes like this. There's faith and there's sleep. We need to pick one, because faith is to be awake, and to be awake is for us to think, and for us to think is to be alive. What this means to my main message I'm trying to get across is this. Faith is something that is universal across all of humanity. Faith is about how much you care. Faith is essential, because faith leads to hope, and without hope, we are lost. But with hope, our world has no limits.
The kids have a way of putting me to shame, you know that? We come in here, and somehow I can't get it done in an hour and 15 minutes, and here we are at about 42 minutes, and I think you've been spiritually fed and spiritually nourished. Is that a good... We often look towards youth and children, and we point towards adults. And we point towards the adults and say, model your life after them. We do that on the first Sunday of November, where we come in and we reflect on the lives of those that have passed on. And we remind ourselves of the strength of that life that has been placed before us, and how it is that we might live our life as examples of that. Today we flip that. We flip that. Today, the challenge is for us as adults to look at what the youth of this church have done and have done in the past and will continue to do in the future, and how it is that we model our lives after what they have done. It's a challenge for us. Jesus tells the disciples there in that Sermon on the Mount, don't be a light and then try to put it under a bushel. That makes no sense. That makes no sense. The challenge for us is to live in such a way that Jesus' light, the grace of Jesus Christ, is placed out there in such a way that people can see that and be drawn to that light. We sang earlier out of number 20, we are called to act with justice. We are called to love tenderly. We are called to serve one another, to walk humbly with God. Please stand as you are able. Let me invite all that have been on a youth mission trip, whether it was the most recent one or not, to come on up during the singing of this, and I'll invite you to be part of the singing of Sanctuary that we do. But right now, we're going to sing some words from John Wesley. It's this covenant prayer. It's a chance for us to remind ourselves of who it is that we're in covenant to and how it is that we live that. It's printed in your bulletin. You can find it in... Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.